morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm talking specifically about how we know the Bible's true. And the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And yesterday, I focused on the concept that the Bible promises something great. It promises that if you follow it, it will give you success in life. It will make you prosperous and successful. But it also comes at a high commitment level. You need to study the Bible and apply all of it to your life and put it into practice in your life, and it's going to change so many things about the way you live your life. And therefore, since it is a high commitment level and a high reward, I think it would be foolish to just plunge right in and try to follow the Bible without knowing why it's true and why you should trust it, because you're going to burn out. Or it would be foolish to ignore the Bible and say, oh, that can't be true. You need to check it out and know why you believe it, and that will help you increase your commitment level and increase the chance that you're going to live a life according to the Bible that leads to being prosperous and successful. So the question is, how do we know the Bible is true? And I'm going to go kind of step by step, follow the steps and comment on how I lay this out in my book, Prosperous and Successful. You can find more information about it on the website, prosperousandsuccessful.com. It's available on Amazon. Just search Prosperous and Successful. You can also find other articles and things on the Facebook group, Trust the Bible. So how do we know that the Bible's true? Well, in short, Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Now, this is a somewhat simple answer, but I think it's where we need to go to get started. Very often, people will say, you Christians say the Bible's true because the Bible says so. And that's a circular argument. And they would be right. If someone asks me, how do you know the Bible is true? And I say, well, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed. Okay, well, yes, the Bible says that, but how do you know that's true? You know, the question is, how do you know the Bible is true? You can't just turn to the Bible. And I believe God wants us to know him. I believe God has provided evidence to know him. And I think that the best starting place is Jesus. And so this is what I focus in on my book. In other words, we have a lot of historical evidence for who Jesus was, what he taught, what he said, what he did. And when you look at that evidence, you have confirmation. You have a way of not just believing blindly, not just believing because some religious authority said to believe, but you can investigate the evidence, weigh the pros and cons, and see that the only reasonable choice is to believe that the Bible is true. And the best place to see that or to start to see that is with Jesus. So Jesus is someone we know from history, not just the Bible. I'm going to explain this, but we know from history that Jesus is someone who claimed to be God, who claimed to be the Messiah in fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament scriptures that were well known at this time, and claimed that he would die and rise from the dead. Now, someone claiming those things is probably crazy, all right? I mean, if you heard someone making those kind of claims today, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Messiah, I'm fulfilling all the prophecies that were made centuries ago about this coming Messiah, and I'm going to die and rise from the dead, you might think they were crazy until you started to get to know the person, till you started to hear their teachings, till you started to see the way they live their life. And then you might think, you know what, maybe there's something to this. Even the disciples that knew Jesus, they knew he wasn't crazy, but they weren't convinced that he really could rise from the dead until it happened. And so it's the resurrection that actually verifies, validates that Jesus wasn't some crazy person. You can't be crazy and make up that you're going to rise from the dead and then do it. You know, it's not like a magic trick. He really was dead. We know this from history. He really was alive again. And I think this is more attested to in history than any other fact from history from ancient times. So if we know anything about history, we know Jesus rose from the dead. And therefore, we know Jesus wasn't crazy. We know he wasn't just lying to people. We know that he must be someone we can trust, and he claimed to be God. So therefore, he must be God. You know, the only other options for someone who talks like this, someone who acts like this, you know, for instance, he went around saying, your sins are forgiven. And he wasn't just saying, I forgive you for your sin against me. He was saying, no, all of your sins are forgiven. I might be able to forgive someone when they sin against me, but I can't forgive someone for sins they commit against someone else. You know, if there's someone that has really hurt you, you know, they stole from you, maybe they beat you up, maybe they've been abusive to you, you know, maybe they hit you while you were driving and they left the scene of the accident and didn't help you or anything and you were left there injured and you're thinking about how much that person hurt you. And I were to walk up to them and say, I forgive you for what you did to my friend over here. You would say, wait a minute, that's not your place. You're not allowed to forgive them. I need to forgive them. And the Pharisees in Jesus' day understood what was going on when they heard Jesus do this. And they said, who can forgive sins but God alone? You see, that's just one example where the people of Jesus' day recognized Jesus was acting and talking as if he was God. And someone who does that is either crazy, they are a fraud, they're trying to get attention for themselves or something. But if it's either of those two things, they don't end up rising from the dead. See, this is why we can look to a historical event. Jesus Christ was executed in a very public way. There were hundreds of witnesses. Jesus rose from the dead in a public way. There were hundreds of witnesses. And it's those events that we have historical testimony about that are the basis of our faith, that are the basis of our salvation. We don't just believe because some guy said this is what you should believe, which is really the basis of the other religions of the world. No, we believe that it is a historical event, the death and resurrection of Jesus, that saves us, and there is eyewitness testimony. We can carefully examine it. We have piles of evidence. Unlike other ancient events that we accept as credible history all the time, we have multiple eyewitness accounts, we have all kinds of documents, we have all kinds of evidence to show that Jesus really did this. And that's key. And this is what Paul says when he's preaching in Athens. He's preaching to pagans who don't know much about the Bible. And he says to them, God has appointed a day when he will judge the world in justice with the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. In other words, Jesus' resurrection validates the gospel testimony that there is a judgment to come and that there is salvation through Jesus Christ. Now you say, what does all this have to do with believing the Bible is true? Well, one, this is the central message of the Bible. So in other words, we can believe the central message of the Bible on the basis of history, not just on the basis of religious teaching or belief without evidence. We can believe that. But the other thing that Jesus did was he taught that the Bible is true. He taught that the Bible is the Word of God. He used that phrase multiple times in his teaching. He referred to it as the Word of God. He would say the Word of God cannot be broken. It had authority. He would quote from it and say, according to the Word of the Lord, or he would say, the Scripture says, which means, in other words, you can't debate with it. If this is what Scripture says, then that's the final say. He used the Bible as an authority, as a truth, as an ultimate resource for life, if you will. So if he's God, and he verifies it by rising from the dead, and he told us that the Bible's true, not only that, but he cares about us. He loves us so much he gave his life for us. So he's not trying to con us into believing the Bible. Here's someone who cares more about us than anyone else. He dies on the cross for us. He validates his message by rising from the dead. And he says, hey, you can trust the Bible. You can trust that it will lead you to be prosperous and successful. That is a core teaching that he says in various ways. All right, so this is, I think, the starting point. Now, there are other questions that need to be answered, and I'll start addressing those tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.